Chelsea are FIFA World Club champions after beating Palmeiras 2-1 after extra time. Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. Chelsea now join that elite club of teams to have won all major trophies that can be had. And the Premier League is back after the mini winter break. The EFL treated us to some quality games and unbeaten runs continued, ideally more so in League Two. It was the FA Trophy and FA Vase weekend as clubs tried to vouch to get into the quarterfinals. Plus, we have a handful of games across the National League. But when we come back, it's the return of the Premier League. So huge congratulations to Chelsea, who are the FIFA Club World Champions after beating Palmeiras 2-1 in Dubai after extra time. So they are still in third position. Obviously, they were due to face Arsenal today, but that game was postponed and that will be replayed at another point. But Chelsea joined that elite club of teams that have won pretty much all the major trophies that are to be had. But let's go on to the league for Manchester City. They are 15 unbeaten now in the league. They had the late kickoff on Saturday night down at Norwich. Norwich 0, Manchester City 4. That's a first loss in a fair few for Norwich City. In 18th position, fighting away under Dean Smith. A really good run of form since Eddie Howe and Dean Smith have come in for Newcastle and Norwich respectively there. Burnley and Liverpool face off later on today, as do Leicester and West Ham United. The early kickoff in the Premier League was Manchester United, who are in 5th. They are 5 unbeaten. Really not good football at the minute. The fans aren't happy. Late equalisers that they concede in. Only playing football for the first hour, but after that, they're not really gelling as a unit. Some big name players in there. Yeah, things at Old Trafford at the minute aren't doing great. But again, the result yesterday, Manchester United 1, Southampton 1. A fixture later on today, Tottenham and Wolverhampton Wanderers, they face off down at the Tottenham Stadium. Brighton and Hove Albion, they're in 9th. They went away to Vicarage Road. Watford 0, Brighton and Hove Albion 2. So 9th there. And as for Watford, that's 2 losses now on the bounce for them. They are down in 19th in those relegation spots. Newcastle United and Villa, big game that's going to be today. I'm looking forward to that one on the telly. But Newcastle and Aston Villa, they face off later on today in the league. Christian Eriksen was unveiled at the Brentford Community Stadium and a point apiece for the two London sides. Brentford 0, Crystal Palace 0. Crystal Palace in 12th, that's 2 draws on the bounce for yourself. Brentford still down in 14th. Really looking forward to seeing Christian Eriksen on the pitch and hopefully that will come sooner rather than later for him. And last but not least, Frank Lampard back in the Premier League. A big victory at home to Leeds United. Everton in 16th, Leeds United in 15th, but a 3-0 victory for the Toffees over the Lilywhites. So Everton 3, Leeds United 0. In terms of the table then, Manchester City, Liverpool, Chelsea and West Ham United make up those all-important Champions League spots. Manchester United and Arsenal are in those Europa League spots and Tottenham make up the Europa Conference League spots at present. But those could change, obviously, due to the winners of the FA Cup and the League Cup. We've got Chelsea-Liverpool, actually, haven't we, in a couple of weeks' time in the Carabao Cup. Wolves, Brighton and Southampton make up the top half. Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, Leicester City, Brentford, Leeds United, Everton and Newcastle United are the teams down to 17th. And then we've got Norwich, Watford and Burnley in the bottom three. But that will all likely change as we go into the next couple of weeks into March. But when we come back, those three teams do not want to drop out of the Premier League. But who wants to come up from the EFL Championship? Let's see if those unbeaten runs continue. When we come back, it's the EFL Championship. Onto the EFL Championship, and we do have one game that's coming up a little bit later on Sunday, and that's Swansea City facing off against Bristol City. A bit of a lower league of the table clash there, but we'll see how those get on. But let's start with the league leaders, Fulham. They're 7 unbeaten. They were away from home today, and yes, that man Mitrovic, he's not too far away now from getting the all-time scoring record in the division, and we're only in February, but they got 3 points away at Hull, 0-1 for Fulham there. AFC Bournemouth in second position, 3 unbeaten now in the league as they went away themselves to Blackpool. Bit of a seaside derby this one. Blackpool 1, Bournemouth 2. As for Blackpool, they are down in 14th position. Just for the Hull fans, you're in 19th. 3 losses now on the bounce for Hull City. Third place, Blackburn face 9th place West Bromwich Albion on Monday night. A bit of a Valentine's Day massacre it's going to be, I believe, for West Bromwich Albion and Blackburn Rovers. QPR in fourth, lost to bottom placed Barnsley. What a massive, massive win, and 3 points that is for the Tykes at home. Still bottom of the league, but those 3 points just brings them a little bit closer to Derby. Remember, Derby 21-point deduction as well, but Barnsley won. Queen's Park Rangers nil. Huddersfield Town are the in-form team of the league at present. They are 12 unbeaten as they faced off in the early kickoff in a probably South West Yorkshire derby. Huddersfield nil, Sheffield United nil was the score there. Sheffield United up to eighth. They are six unbeaten themselves, but impressive stuff for Huddersfield, 12 unbeaten. Can they return to the Premier League? How long has it been for Huddersfield? 2019, so it's only been, what, 3 years since they've dropped out, 3 years in the Championship, but looking to make a return for themselves. And Chris Wilder's Middlesbrough looking to do the same, three unbeaten. They faced off against Derby at home. I think a resolution has been made between the two clubs. I think Mel Morris is going to take the brunt of it from Middlesbrough, but a 4-1 victory for the Middlesbrough, for Teesside Club, 4-1 against Derby County, three unbeaten. Derby County still in 23rd position. Nottingham Forest, they're two unbeaten, had to come back 2-2 against Stoke City on the day. Stoke City are three unbeaten themselves. They are down in 13th position. Luton Town faced off against Birmingham City away from home. A fantastic win for Birmingham City, 3-0 over Luton. Luton remain in 10th, Birmingham still in 17th position. Peterborough nil, Preston North End one. Ryan Lowe's doing a really good job since he's taken over after coming from Plymouth. Six unbeaten in the league. They're 11th in the table. These clubs are really touching those playoffs. There's a lot of teams that are vouching to get in there. It's going to be a really exciting end to the season for them. 3 points for Coventry City. That's two unbeaten now for themselves away from home. Reading two, Coventry City three. As for Reading, that's seven losses now on the bounce. With Peterborough, Derby, and even Barnsley picking up victories today, Reading are looking at the moment the form team to drop into those relegation spots. But I think early form in the earlier parts of the season has helped them out there. And Millwall 2, Cardiff City 1. Millwall in 15th, Cardiff City down in 20th. Rounds up that action. Just mentioned Swansea and Bristol City face off later on today. So the table, Fulham and Bournemouth in those first two positions. Blackburn, QPR, Huddersfield and Middlesbrough. Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United, West Bromwich Albion, Luton, Preston and Coventry City make up the top half. Stoke, Blackpool, Millwall, Bristol City, Birmingham City, Swansea City, Hull City and Cardiff City. They're all still there, those City clubs, and Reading make up down to 21st. And Peterborough, Derby and Barnsley make up the relegation spots. They don't want to drop down, but who wants to come up from EFL League One? When we come back, let's round up the action. On to EFL League One, and a weird one today because there's a game on a Sunday and it's a big one in South Yorkshire as Sheffield Wednesday at Hillsborough face off against the league leaders in Rotherham United. So that game is taking place just a little bit before, sorry, that I'm recording this, but what a fantastic game that will be. And it's actually live on the telly as well. So we shall see how those two get on. Wigan Athletic 2, Charlton Athletic 1. They remain in second position at Wigan Athletic. Charlton Athletic in 14th. That's two losses now on the bounce for the Addicks. Five unbeaten now for Milton Keynes Dons, who are in third. They faced off against Ipswich Town. It was a nil-nil affair, but a cracking away following from Ipswich. They are three unbeaten themselves. Sunderland now under the guidership of Alex Neil. They went to London to face AFC Wimbledon and a 1-1 draw there for the two. But it brings an end to that loss record for Sunderland. As for AFC Wimbledon, they're still down in 20th position. But really good point that is at home to Sunderland. Wycombe Wanderers, two draws on the bounce now for themselves as they faced off down at Sinsel Bank against Lincoln City. Lincoln won, Wycombe Wanderers won. Lincoln City down in 17th, but they are two unbeaten now. Can they build up a little bit of a run just to get further away from those relegation spots? Plymouth Argyle back at Home Park, faced off against Shrewsbury Town and four unbeaten for Plymouth Argyle as they enter the playoffs after a little bit of a spell away from there. But a 1-0 victory has helped that over Shrewsbury Town. Shrewsbury down in 18th position in the league. Oxford United, two losses now for themselves as they faced off at the Kassam against Bolton Wanderers. But Oxford 2, Bolton 3. Bolton Wanderers up to 10th. They are seven unbeaten now in the league under Ian Everett. A really good run of form. Can they make the playoffs? We shall see. Some really tough teams, big teams fighting for those spots for the playoffs. Portsmouth 4, Doncaster Rovers 0. The heroics at the Stadium of Light for Doncaster and a loss in the week. That's two losses, though, for Doncaster as they remain bottom of EFL League One. As for Portsmouth, up to 11th, 2-1 beaten in the league. Building up a bit of a momentum, but that win hopefully will spire. Can they get into the playoffs themselves? So many clubs vouching to get into the EFL League One playoffs. Down to the Pirelli, 13th place, Burton Albion faced off against Cambridge United in 16th. Burton Albion 2, Cambridge United 2. Both needed that after a little bit of loss of form as of late. Cheltenham, Fleetwood. One team is 4 unbeaten in the league. The other still languishes down in 19th. Cheltenham Town are 4 unbeaten. A 2-0 victory at Wadden Road over Fleetwood Town. Again, 19th for them. And a relegation battle. Gillingham nearly grabbed all 3 points, but a leg equaliser for Morecambe keeps the teams 21st and 22nd. But Gillingham are 2 unbeaten, having a little bit of playing a little bit better football since Neil Harris has come in charge. Morecambe 1, Gillingham 1. That rounds up the league action there in terms of the table. Rotherham United, as I mentioned, they face off against Sheffield Wednesday later on. Wigan Athletic are in second. Those playoffs, MK Dons, Sunderland, Wycombe Wanderers and Plymouth Argyle in sixth. Oxford United, Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich Town, Bolton, Portsmouth and Accrington Stanley make up the top half. Burton Albion, Charlton, Cheltenham, Cambridge, Lincoln, Shrewsbury, Fleetwood and AFC Wimbledon are the teams down in 20th. And Morecambe, Gillingham, Crewe and Doncaster Rovers still make up those relegation spots. They don't want to drop down from EFL League One. Who wants to come up from EFL League Two? When we come back, let's round up the action. So on to League Two, and again we start with the league leaders. 19 now unbeaten for Forest Green Rovers. A little bit of a tough fixture yesterday as they came up against Sutton United, who in themselves are 10 unbeaten in the league. And as you can expect, this came out as a draw for the two sides. Sutton United 1, Forest Green Rovers 1. What a massive 3 points this is for the West Midlands club. They faced off against second place Tranmere Rovers. New management in place after the sacking of Matthew Taylor. Tranmere Rovers came to town, but Walsall, what a vital victory for themselves. Walsall 1, Tranmere Rovers 0. That leaves Tranmere Rovers still in second position, just above Northampton Town, who are now 3 unbeaten in the league after a 0-0 draw against Port Vale. Port Vale in themselves are 5 unbeaten in the league. There's so many unbeaten runs in EFL League 2 at present. Bradford City 0, Exeter City 1. 7 unbeaten now for Exeter City in the league. They are up to 4th in the table. Mansfield Town, they faced off against Bristol Rovers. Again, another unbeaten team coming as of late. But Bristol Rovers 0, Mansfield 0. That is 11 unbeaten for the Stags. 7th is Newport County and Oldham Athletic. They faced off at 3-3. Oh, goal affair there down at Newport. But again, 3-3 there on the day. Oldham are 4 unbeaten in the league now. Still in 23rd, still in those relegation spots. But Newport now are cropping up the playoffs. Swindon Town 3, Scunthorpe United 0. A further loss for Scunthorpe United in the league. As for Swindon, they are in 8th. Leyton Orient 0, Salford City 2. Salford are now 3 unbeaten in the league. And that's 3 losses now on the bounce for Leyton Orient. Crawley 0, Hartlepool 1, Hartlepool 5 unbeaten in the league. They are in 15th. Rochdale 3, Harrogate Town 3, another 3-3 game in EFL League 2. Rochdale down in 19th position, Harrogate Town in 13th there. Barrow 0, Stevenage 0 and Colchester United 2, Carlisle United 2. So in terms of the table, we've got Forest Green Rovers, Tranmere Rovers and Northampton Town in the top three. Exeter City, Sutton United, Mansfield Town and Newport County make up the top 7 positions. Swindon Town, Port Vale, Salford City, Bradford City and Crawley Town make up the top half. Harrogate Town, Bristol Rovers, Hartlepool United, Leyton Orient, Stevenage, Walsall, what a win for them. Rochdale, Barrow, Colchester United, Carlisle United and then the bottom two still as they are, Oldham Athletic and Scunthorpe United. Those two teams do not want to drop down into the non-league section, but there are some teams that do want to come up in regards also trying to get to Wembley. We've got the FA Trophy, the FA Vars and the non-league roundup when we come back. So moving on to the non-league roundup, and no better place to start than the trophies this weekend. And first up is the FA Trophy. Which teams have made it through to the quarterfinals? One step closer to Wembley, Dagenham and Redbridge, Notts County, Needham Market, Stockport County, Solihull Moors, Bromley after the heroics on penalties, Wrexham and York City have all made it through to the quarterfinals, the draw being placed on Monday the 14th of February. Over to the FA Vars, Whitchurch, Allport, they are through after winning on penalties. North Shields, Loughborough Students, Withenstow Town, Southall, Hanworthy United, Littlehampton Town and Newport Pagnell Town all through to the quarterfinals of the FA Vars. And again, that draw will be made on Monday the 14th of February. So congratulations to those team. Really good news for Needham Market. They are now the lowest ranked team left in the FA Trophy. So kind of doing a Boreham Wood in the FA Cup, which is great to see. So really good stuff there. So over to non-league. Not many teams really played in the National Premier in the top seven clubs. Weymouth won, Chesterfield won. Only fixture that was played between the top seven clubs. That's five unbeaten now for Chesterfield. Other results, Grimsby 3, Aldershot 1, Dover 1, Torquay United 3, Woking 2, Southend United 3. Just a mention to Southend United, up to 12th in the league, 9 unbeaten now for themselves. Eastleigh 0, Yeovil 0, and Barnet 1, Welston 3, and King's Lynn Town 0, Altrincham 1. So the top 7 as it stands, Stockport County, Chesterfield, FC Halifax Town, Bromley, Boreham Wood, Solihull Moors and Wrexham are there. Into the National League North, Alfreton 0, Gateshead 4, that's 3 unbeaten now for Gateshead. Brackley 1, AFC Fylde 0, 7 unbeaten now for the team in second for Brackley Town. Kidderminster Harriers, heartbreak in the FA Cup, AFC Telford 0, Kidderminster 1, back to winning ways, that's 5 unbeaten now in the league. Leamington 2, Chorley 1, Boston United 1, Southport 1, and some newcomers into the playoffs, 5 unbeaten now for Kettering as they overcame Blyth Spartans 2-1 away from home. Other fixtures, Hereford 2, Guiseley 0, Darlington 2, Chester 1 and Farsley Celtic 1, Gloucester City 2. So the table then, Gateshead, Brackley Town, Kidderminster Harriers, AFC Fylde, Chorley, Southport and Kettering Town make up the top seven positions. Into the National League South, Dorking Wanderers' unbeaten run came to an end earlier on in the week. However, they are back to winning ways. Bath City 0, Dorking Wanderers 2. 13 unbeaten now for Maidstone United as they wave victory. Great game. Eastbourne Borough 2, Maidstone United 3. 2 unbeaten now for Oxford City as they overcame a home victory over Hemel Hempstead 2-0 there. Ebbsfleet 1, Slough 2 and Welling 1, Chippenham 0 are the seven clubs in the top half. Other results, Billericay 2, Dulwich Hamlet 0, surprise result there. St Albans 0, Braintree 1, another victory for Braintree Town. Chelmsford 1, Hampton and Richmond 0 and Concord Rangers 3, Havant and Waterlooville 1. So in terms of the table, Dorking Wanderers still lead the way. Maidstone United with that impressive 13 games unbeaten in second position. Oxford City in third. Dartford 4th, Ebbsfleet United, Eastbourne Borough and Chippenham Town make up the top seven positions in the National League South. Just moving on to the four leagues that are below those two. Northern Premier, there's no change. Matlock Town still lead the way in the Northern Premier. Southern League Premier Central, Banbury United still lead the way. My local team, Nuneaton Borough, they are in 17th. 5 unbeaten now as they got a 0-0 draw at home yesterday to Stratford Town. Southern League Premier South, Farnborough still leading the way. And the Isthmian League Premier is Worthing. And that brings a roundup to the non-league section of the show. But when we come back, it's time to end the show. And that brings a close to the 25th episode of the All Things Football podcast. And it was better to call it World Champions just to congratulate Chelsea on that one. It's going, I can't thank you all enough again for the listens and the views and things like that across all the platforms that you listen to. I think the one link is helping when I post that out on social media. If you are subscribed to your podcast platform, make sure you are, because then you just get a notification as normal when a new episode drops, which is always quite handy to have. But yeah, really strength to strength, week on week. I think the the feedback I'm getting is people love the stats in terms of the unbeaten and the loss record. Just bringing the results, just covering non-league football is a really big part of the feedback that I'm getting for the show. But really enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to obviously covering the World Cup later on in the year. That'll be an interesting one on the All Things Football podcast. But you can follow us on social media. It's really important if you want to catch up with the latest episode and news. It's ATF on Anchor, on Twitter, on Facebook. Just search for the All Things Football Podcast. We are on TikTok as well. Just search for the All Things Football Podcast there as well. Just to bring in Good Pods, it's an application that allows indie podcasters, up-and-coming podcasters, just a platform to be able to try and grow independently on there. Just a shout-out to Good Pods. It's a fantastic app, and we're on there. We're currently trending at number one in the football charts, and it'd be great to stay there, really. There's a wide range of different podcasts on there from different genres, different sports and things like that, but a really good place if you do enjoy the odd podcast here and there. But until next week, my name's been Dan, and this is the All Things Football Podcast.